and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Apostle Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today I need to share with you the message about the true meaning of the thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 12. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 7 to verse 10, Paul says that he has a thorn in the flesh. What is this thorn in the flesh? What is it? I've been taught my whole life that it's a sin that Paul has but can't get rid of, and that Jesus refuses to remove this sin from Paul. Let's examine this and determine from the scriptures what it really is. In 2 Corinthians 12, from verse 7 to verse 10, it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice," meaning three times, "that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." So that's what it says there in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to verse 10. I was taught by worldly people that the thorn in the flesh that Paul had was a sin that he could not get rid of, and that Jesus refused to deliver him from that sin because grace is sufficient. Most churches teach that this means that the grace of God is sufficient, that you might still have a sin in your life and still make it to heaven, that God's grace will cover that sin can enter heaven. But Jesus taught me differently. It is very clearly actually a physical ailment. That thorn in the flesh is a physical ailment. Notice in verse 7, it says, "in the flesh." This is not a sin. Notice in verse 7 that it was given to Paul. Let's read verse 7 again. "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me, a thorn in the flesh." It was given to Paul. Amen. Jesus does not give sin. Although it was brought about through Satan, it was from Jesus in order to humble Paul. It was not to hurt Paul or destroy Paul or to kill Paul, but it was for Paul's best interest to humble him. So it was not truly from Satan. It was from God. Just as God allowed Satan to tempt Job, not to tempt Job, but to test Job through physical ailment, blemishes, removal of riches, so forth. These are physical things, even as Job had not sinned. Jesus did not give Paul a sin, and Jesus did not refuse to remove sin from Paul. He gave him a physical ailment, even as Jesus also allowed the devil to give physical ailments upon Job. Job's problem was not sin. When we seek deliverance from sin, Jesus does not respond, "My grace is sufficient," as if that is okay for us to continue in sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound?" That's what Romans 6, verse 1 says. Let's read that again. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" Yet that's exactly what the churches are teaching you that Corinthians 10 or Corinthians 2 Corinthians 12 is saying. They are contradicting Scripture. Scripture does not contradict Scripture. It is the churches of man that is contradicting Scripture. Jesus is faithful to forgive us of sin and to cleanse us. Is that not what 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says? 1 John 1 verse 9, that he is faithful to forgive us of sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we are willing to do everything that we need to do on our part to confess and to repent. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, Paul even boasts in this infirmity. It says it's an infirmity. Amen. Do we not believe it? It explains it. It interprets itself. The Bible interprets itself. Amen. It's very clear that it's an infirmity in the flesh. Does Paul boast in sin? No. By Jesus saying, "My grace is sufficient," Jesus was basically pointing Paul to Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Meaning that an intimate spiritual relationship with Jesus is sufficient. That we are to be content with having Jesus in us, regardless of our trials and experiences in this physical body, in this physical world that we live in. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says that a cheerful heart makes good medicine. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, Paul says that he will be content with his physical weakness, his infirmity, his weakness, as well as with all the insults and persecutions. We are never to be content with sin. Let's say that again. We're never to be content with sin. If that thorn in the flesh is sin, like the churches have taught us, then Paul says that he boasts in that sin and that he's content with that sin because grace is sufficient. That is an antichrist doctrine that the churches of man has taught us. We need to come out of these doctrines of man. It is clear, it's become abundantly clear, that the pastors of these churches that are teaching us, they don't know the Bible. Let's just face reality. The pastors do not know the Bible. And they have need that they be taught themselves. Amen. They have need that they be taught themselves. It's extremely clear that Paul's thorn in the flesh is a physical weakness or sickness. And although sickness can come because of sin, sickness is not always the result of sin. Say that again, Apostle Tim. Sickness is not always the result of sin. Amen. In John chapter 9, verse 3, John 9, verse 3, concerning the blind man that Jesus healed, it says, quote, John 9, verse 3, "Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him." There are times when physical healing does not come regardless of our repeated prayers and pleas. We should not always judge people based on physical sickness or based upon their visit to doctors or medical tests. Jesus did not judge the woman who had went to many doctors for her case of bleeding. He simply healed her without telling her that she needed to repent of going to doctors. In her case, it was his will to heal her at that point in her life. We should not be like the wicked cults that forbid people from going to doctors and hospitals. The doctrines of these cults cause people to die due to their legalism and false doctrine. The doctrine that all doctors and medicine is sorcery is a doctrine of the devil. People need to repent of such dangerous cult doctrines, which result in people's death. The truth is the truth, and this truth must be preached to the people. We cannot trust the internet preachers, the books written by man, the video preachers and the television evangelists, and these magazines that they publish, because we must face reality that I actually can't find anyone out there preaching nothing but the truth. But rather, everywhere as I look, there is nothing but lies on the internet, on Facebook, on TV, on the radio stations. Nothing but lies everywhere as I look. If Jesus was to come back today, no one would go back with Jesus. If Jesus was to come back today, no one would return back to heaven with him. He would not have a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, because the church today is covered in spots, wrinkles, and blemishes. The church needs to get saved. Amen. The church needs to get saved. The church needs to come out of Babylon. The church needs to stop following wicked men like Kenneth Copeland, that all you got to do is take one look at him and see the devil all over his face. Why do people listen to Kenneth Copeland and act like that he might be of God? Do we not have any discernment at all that when we look into the face of Satan, that we cannot see Satan? Discernment, discernment, discernment. I am not here to be a Joel Osteen or to make friends. I am here to boldly preach the word of God and to be a pleaser of God and not a pleaser of man. I make no apologies. Time is short. We have to wake up. This day and hour that we live in is wicked. I urge you to wake up. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.